Yeah, great facilities. You know, they have all them nice infrastructures, and the setup is done really nicely. So I think England, in the next few years, they have to deliver. Simple as that, because there's no excuses. You know, they have all the facilities, as I said before. So now the players need to enjoy it, but they need to deliver.
Do these sort of road trips enhance team spirit, or individually, do you all, as you get a bit older, all of us find it a bit harder to be away for so many days from home?
No, yeah, of course, it's hard to be away from your family. You know, especially if you have sons and daughters, it's very hard. But we're here to do a job, and we knew this was coming. And if we're here, and if we are going to be away, obviously we need to enjoy and re-emphasize the and make it stronger, the group spirit, as you said. Mm. And I think you know, it's not like we need to get stronger. This group is already, you know, very united. So it was a good few days. You know, not much to do, but you know, we had time to rest, which was important for the game tomorrow.
And important after a big night on Wednesday, which was not only physically demanding, but it was a mentally sapping game, I imagine,
exactly.
As well.
Exactly. Mm. It was, in a way, it was good that we went to St. George's Park, because, you know, we saved a lot of energy and we was able to rest completely, you know, with no kids running around and stuff like that.
Get some sleep.
Get some sleep in the afternoon and stuff. So it was good in that way. And maybe tomorrow will make the difference, and that's what we're hoping.
Well, on my long drive back from Stoke on Wednesday night, I had a little smile to myself about a moment in the second half when I was so relieved you'd won, because I thought if they didn't win that game, Jose Font's head's going to blow off, because you were going mad when Peter Crouch smacked Matt Target to the floor. I also saw on the monitors your face looking very angry with the 2-goal lead disappear, and I could just see you as captain really getting very, very angry about the whole thing.
Yeah, I was. I was disappointed in the way we conceded the goals, because, you know, I think we could have done better. And obviously we have this proud league best defence, and we don't want to concede. And especially, you know, we had the game under control, and we put ourselves in this difficult position. And then obviously I was seeing the game, and the referee was allowing the Stoke players to be too dirty for my liking. They was being too aggressive and trying to injure our players, in my opinion. So I lost my head in a split second with the referee, because, you know, this is not possible in football. You know, it wasn't once, it was more than 10 times they was trying to hurt us. So in the end, we got the goal, we got the win. We went into extra time, which was good.
Yes.
And we didn't lose any player. You know, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, in a way, playing Stoke twice is quite a nice warm-up for playing Hull. Not because they are like Stoke, but because it's the same sort of, feels to me like the same sort of game, where you know that it's going to be a physical contest and it's going to be lots of concentration required, and it's going to be a tough away trip.
Yes, Hull City away is always a tough one, and we know from experience, you know, from the past. So we know they're different from Stoke. You know, they have very, very good footballers in the midfield and up front. Mm. They're going to present us with a different challenge. But as you said, it's going to be physical. It's going to be intense. It's going to be a good game. But we're ready for it. We've been preparing ourselves for it. So hopefully tomorrow we can come up with a very good result.
Yeah, and you come up here with good memories after last season. Another goal for you in your collection of goals you've scored where the team never lose. So another one tomorrow should just about seal it.
Well, I can't lie. I've been trying. Maybe I've been trying too hard to score a goal. So I need to relax more, and it will happen naturally. If it's tomorrow or not, the most important thing is that we get the 3 points, and we go home with a great week.